Too often, churches limit the opportunity for teenagers to lead ministries because they consider them to still be developing themselves. However, the Bible clearly teaches that young people can lead others. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, Paul writes to encourage Timothy about this very point. Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity. Churches should lead the way in training students to recognize their God-given gifts and abilities, and provide opportunities for young people to put those into practice. Think for a moment about your church's attitude towards teenagers. Do your leaders encourage youth involvement in ministry at every level? Is there an attitude of trust towards young people and an expectation of responsibility? Students may still be developing in spiritual maturity, but they can be empowered to lead ministry teams alongside adult mentors. A key to developing an effective student-led ministry team is to have a vision of how you, as the youth leader, can minister to young people while at the same time allowing them to minister to others. Matthew chapter 10 illustrates this in the life of Jesus and his disciples. Jesus called his 12 disciples to him and gave them authority to drive out impure spirits and to heal every disease and sickness. From this passage, we see two key steps Jesus took in raising up leaders to share the good news. First, the call. Jesus asked his Father for workers to join him and called 12 men as disciples. In the following verses, he instructs them to preach the same message he preached, that the kingdom of heaven was near. Then, he empowered them to act in the same way that they had seen Jesus act during his ministry, by performing miracles of healing, raising the dead, and driving out demons. Jesus gave his disciples the authority they would need for the work he had called them to. We can learn two lessons from this passage to help us in developing youth-led ministry teams. First, model the ministry work your students can be involved in. Jesus set the example for his disciples. He didn't ask them to do anything they had not seen him do before. Your students will be watching you to see how they should lead and serve. Secondly, provide instructions that clarify the students' ministry role. Set clear expectations for the goals they can pursue and the ways they can add value. Check in with them along the way to see how it's going and how you can help. Remember, this is a learning process and requires you to be hands-on in mentoring students as they develop leadership qualities. Here are some practical suggestions for ways students can lead. You could ask a student to pray publicly or facilitate the prayer time of the group. They can initiate small group discussions by bringing some insights and reflection questions. With your guidance, they could even teach a portion of the Bible study. Look for ways that the student can lead others alongside you. And remember to follow the model of Jesus with his own disciples. Encourage students to do and say what they have witnessed you doing and saying in your ministry. This requires we first look to ourselves and the example we are setting for youth. Another element of developing a student-led ministry team is to carefully select the students you will encourage to lead. We can learn from the approach the Apostle Paul took with Timothy. He writes this advice to Timothy in his second letter. And the things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable people who will also be qualified to teach others. Timothy himself is a newly trained leader, but Paul is already instructing him to pass on what he has learned to the next group of emerging leaders. This is how the early church grew and flourished. Let's look at the two qualifications Paul sets out in this verse. He instructs Timothy to select young leaders who are reliable and who are able to teach others theological truths and church practices. Timothy was not to keep what he knew to himself, but to freely share it with others who demonstrated these character qualities. Remember, Scripture presents a spiritual formation plan that requires giving as you are in the process of receiving. God does not tell us to wait until we are perfect before we join Him in the work of sharing the good news. We are to do so today, regardless of our age, experience, or position. We should not limit the opportunities for teenagers to lead and serve because they are still developing themselves. Instead, prayerfully consider how to develop student-led ministry teams within your own church. Think of areas that you or other church leaders could entrust to youth. Identify by name some reliable and qualified students you could train to do ministry alongside you. Finally, look to your own life to ensure you're setting the example you want your students to follow as they model their leadership after yours.